Cock Story is Maui's longest running talk show. Been doing it for 30 years, and I always love getting together and finding out what's going on with people. And I've had a chance to interview Elise many times over the years. Elise Ditzel used to be with Whole Foods. I worked with you for years, and you did all that wonderful stuff. And now you are at the Maui Ocean Center, and it's so good to see you. You've been doing some really creative things there. And you brought a special guest also from the Maui Ocean Center, Lily. And I'm going to go Facebook Live on this because this is a very exciting event that's coming up. And I want people all around Maui to be able to see it. And people want to go to Cindy Paulo's on Facebook, you'll be able to get in and take a look at what's going on. And so this is a big thing coming up. You've got a big fundraiser, and it is Oktoberfest, folks. We are in October. So you've partnered with Kohala Brewery to put on an amazing event, and it's a huge fundraiser. Tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. Thank you so much, Cindy, for having us. We're really excited that this coming Thursday, we're hosting Kohala Brewery for a Taste Of. So for those who have not had an opportunity to go to their taste room out in Lahaina for various reasons, they can come to Central Maui at the Maui Ocean Center and experience their delicious brews. And all of the proceeds are going to benefit two amazing nonprofits, the Maui Ocean Center Marine Institute and also the Hui'ova'a Kalua.
Which are wonderful, and they're going to be participating as well. And one of the great things about it is you've actually turned the entire Ocean Center into, you're transforming it this Thursday, starting at 6, and people will be able to find tasting stations and events and wonderful things going on throughout the entire location, right?
Yes, yeah, so the entrance will provide you with two drink tickets, and then you also get a commemorative cup that's branded with the taste of Kohala, so you'll have something to remember the event by. And then we have four different beer stations where we will be featuring six different beers from Kohala, including an exclusive German-style Oktoberfest beer, Hanabada Days.
Hanabada Days makes it. It doesn't sound German, though.
No, I know, but according to their taste profile, it's a German-style beer,
uh-huh.
And they have never made this before, so this will be a first for anyone who's interested in sampling something new and exciting. And then in addition to that, we will have educational explore stations featuring corals as well as turtles. We will also have two dive presentations in the open ocean exhibit. We'll have a beer-inspired menu for purchase at the Reef Cafe. There's going to be celestial navigation, and with Hui'ova'a, they're going to discuss and show people how the Polynesian ancestors got to Hawaii by navigating by the stars. And then we also, a special treat, we have an astronomer who will be there with his telescope. So for those who are interested in looking at the beautiful night sky, they'll be able to do that as well.
I just love this idea. You know what? I mean, there's a lot of different ways people celebrate Oktoberfest, but there's never been anything like this where you actually get to go to the Maui Ocean Center. And you know what? It's a great price for everything that people are being offered, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so it's just under $40. It's $39.95. It is a 21 and over event, but you do get to participate in all of these different activities, it comes with two drink tickets, but then you can also purchase additional beer tickets if you would like.
And they're only $6 for additional, $6. Which is a very good price. And that commemorative mug is kind of fun, too.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's just like kind of a pearly red color. It's hard to describe. It's aluminum.
Huh.
It's a beautiful, almost like a flask cup. So, yeah.
Wow. So who's have you been organizing this whole thing?
Well, we're working with some amazing partners. And, of course, we wouldn't be able to do this without Kohala Brewery. They've really been instrumental in just the genesis for this idea for a fundraiser, as well as just providing all of the necessary resources to make this happen. And then, of course, we are really excited that this event will benefit the Maui Ocean Center Marine Institute and their three pillars, which are focused on turtle responding and rescue Maui-wide. So they're the first responders.
That's been needed more and more because we've been seeing many turtles sometimes will either get caught in nets, or lately sometimes there's tumors on them, or there's some issues sometimes. It's a shame, but people don't think that when they throw things away, especially plastic and things, or even cigarette butts. That's a biggie at the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turtles don't know the difference, and they can eat that, and it can really cause problems, can it?
Yes. So the Maui Ocean Center Marine Institute is the official first responder for turtles that are in distress throughout Maui Island. And then in addition to that, they're building a coral bank where we're going to be safeguarding rare and endangered Pacific corals, because as we all know, the unfortunate reality is that our oceans are warming and that corals are under threat. And so by building an ark, if you will, for endangered and rare corals, we hope to grow and eventually replant back out on the reef when conditions improve.
And so they've been going through a long time. I remember when it opened, that was one of the first places that ever thought of, that I could hear of, actually having coral where you can see it and growing it right there at the aquarium.
Yeah, so the Maui Ocean Center, one of the things that we're really excited to let guests experience is one of the largest live coral exhibits throughout in the world. So for those who love corals, this is an incredible must-do experience. And Lily can speak to the amazing coral explore station that we're going to actually have there for the event.
Yeah, and first of all, let's make it clear. There's lots of different kinds of coral, but I know the Maui Ocean Center is very, very dedicated to having this unique to Maui presentation. Is that correct, Lily?
Correct, yeah. Thank you, Elise, for letting me talk a little bit about corals, one of my favorite topics for sure. So the Maui Ocean Center, we're currently housing 41 species of Hawaiian corals.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible.
41 species.
41.
So do they all get along?
They you turn off the lights at nighttime, you have a whole new behavior. So one thing that, you know, this explore station that really gives guests the opportunity to see corals up close is really just for that, to actually see them, what goes on beyond the eye. For a lot of people, when they go out snorkeling, diving, you know, this coral structure, it does look like it's rock. Mm-hmm. Where in reality, it's all these small little animals that are essentially building these reefs. And the reefs here in Hawaii and over and throughout the world in the subtropical region are very important, sustaining a lot of life and also creating, providing coastal protection. So the Explore Station is actually dedicated to bringing out small fragments or pieces of corals. And we put them under a microscope and we display it on a small monitor and actually show people the corals eating under the microscope.
Wow.
And actually reacting to food.
I have
food.
Not yeah. seen that yet, Lily. That's, so you get to really get up close and personal.
You get really up close, and you have the whole biology really broken down to you by our marine naturalist.
Wow.
And how it works, how they build these beautiful reefs.
What do they look like up close? I've never seen them under a microscope.
So if you think about sea jelly or a jellyfish, kind of think of it as upside down. So
really?
You have polyps, tentacles that surround one mouth, and that's a polyp.
Huh.
And it's all these tiny little polyps that continue building this really beautiful reef. And that's one thing, you know, that the Maui Ocean Center has done a lot of work in the last 20 years in propagating these corals in our facility. And now the Maui Ocean Center Marine Institute is going to have the opportunity to really hone in and focus on the rare and endemic species here in
the
waters.
How long does it take to actually grow these enough where you can put them in, then you return them to the ocean, correct?
Right. So that's the tricky part. Coral is actually a really slow-growing organism. A lot of our species here in Hawaii with our water temperature are actually growing pretty slow. Typically 1 to 3 centimeters a year is what you're getting for growth.
Wow.
So yeah, you can imagine. So there's a lot of facilities, including MOCMI, who will essentially be able to house these or keep these animals in a safe condition, feed them and provide them the appropriate lighting, and then they'll actually be able to grow faster and then ready for transplanting if conditions allow.
How many different colors do you have? I know there's lots of, you said 40 corals or 41,
yeah.
Right? But what different colors are they?
So we have shades of kind of brown, orange, over to the blue, green spectrums. So it kind of really ranges. And the one incredible thing about color with corals, it's responsible by an even smaller organism. It's a symbiotic algae that lives in their tissue.
Really?
And that algae is essentially what's responsible for the color of the corals.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
So on this night, Thursday, You're going to be down there, and I know you're going to allow people to look through the microscope and see what coral really look like up close and personal.
Yeah, we'll have about four different species that we really work with close, that we actually have the ability to share people of them eating under the microscope. So they're responding. Wow. And what we feed them is we have a live culture of brine shrimp. If you've ever heard of sea monkeys, a lot of people are familiar with that term. We raise those in a really large scale to feed out to a lot of the small mouths, and that includes the corals.
You know, I know corals alive. But I never thought of it as an entity that's like a live being that actually eats things like that. Yeah. I really never did. I just thought it was alive like a plant.
And absolutely. A lot of people think it's a plant, a rock structure. You know, some people might have an idea that it's an animal, but they have the ability to feed. They sting their prey along those tentacles. They have nematocysts, which are stinging cells. And then they have the ability to reproduce. You know, we can actually, with a lot of species, kind of actually predict exactly what night in a summer, kind of during the summer, they spawn and they release their egg and sperm into the water. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
It's such a sophisticated animal, yet we don't know a lot about them, and we're still learning
We do know, and there's been a lot, and I have to applaud the government here in a way, and the state did pass a law this last year that banned the use of a lot of these sun-blocking agents that were found to actually be very harmful to the coral reefs. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. So recently, Maui County kind of spearheaded that. And there's a number of different chemicals that there is a lot of science showing that it is detrimental to the health of coral reefs. In particular, for this current ban, it's two specific chemicals that did pass. The law does take a couple years to go into place, but it is one step in the right direction in safekeeping our coral reefs here.
Absolutely. And I know that you have a lovely store there. I love the store there. I forget, there's a wonderful guy that supplies Hawaiian products at the store at the Ocean Center.
Yeah, so the Maui Ocean Treasures Gift Shop, which is a part of the Maui Ocean Center family, house a beautiful food pantry, as well as bath and body products and jewelry, all made by Maui and Hawaiian artists. So it's a great place to come and find a little bit of Maui to take home with you, or if you're just looking for something to send to family and friends during the holidays, it's a great place to come and do some shopping as well.
Now, there's also at the Ocean Center that turtle station where people can see turtles.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pun.
Sea turtles.
as well there, and because I know people are always fascinated. It's a shame sometimes when people I see in the water. I see sometimes people doing videos where they're touching or holding them or something, and it's really not appropriate, is it, for people to try to hold or move or feed turtles in the ocean?
No, that is correct. They are actually protected, and so that is prohibited behavior. That's one of the things that we do at the Maui Ocean Center, is try to educate people about the proper way to engage and to experience the sea turtles. But you can always come and see. We have some adorable hatchlings. What are they?
Do you?
4 months now?
Aww. 4 months, yeah. We were born on June 1st.
And then we have...
Those are about an inch and a half?
No, they're actually bigger than that. They're a small dinner plate, like a salad plate.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And they're absolutely adorable.
So you grow turtles there?
No, so we have
breed turtles.
We have a special program that, in partnership with the Sea Life Park in Oahu, that has a mating pair. They've been mating for several decades now, and every year or so we get about six hatchlings that we then grow or take care of for about 2 years, and then what we'll do is we'll send them off to explore and enjoy their adolescence before they then become a breeding pair themselves. So they stay with us for about 2 years, and then we release them to the wild.
What areas do you release them to? Right there in Malaya Harbor? Or?
No, we usually take them out further away so that they're not near shore and where they could be, inadvertently hit by another boat.
That's
or,
a good point,
that they would be somehow confused, with some engagement with somebody near the shore.
That's a good point. That's very, very well thought out. How old is the Maui Ocean Center now?
We celebrated 20 years this past March.
Wow, is it really 20 years?
20 years.
It's a very unique place because I love the tunnel. You can walk. I'm sure most people that are here on Maui have gone. I hope they have. There's a special combine rate to go.
Oh, yeah. So it's over 30% off the regular admission for anyone with a Hawaii state ID.
Kids love it, too.
And children are under $10 for local families. They're just $9.95 for a child.
And it's so fun to see them go through the tunnel where you actually feel like you're in the water, and over your head there's
stingrays
and sharks. And yes, and all kinds of things. And you do, and it's so fun, Lily. You actually go out to the community and you teach children in different places, including sometimes you go to the hotels and other areas to teach people.
Yeah, we do both hotel outreach and then just community outreach. So hotel outreach will one big thing I think you were talking about sea turtles and just their encounter with people is being out on the shoreline is really helpful in us sharing the message of how to properly engage with these animals.
And what is the proper way?
Yeah, if you do see a sea turtle, by all means, enjoy the moment, but do give them at least 10 to 15 feet of space.
And you know people don't sometimes because they want that picture.
They're excited.
Up close, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They are excited, but I can guarantee you if you do give them a bit more space, the animal is more likely to hang around for a bit longer and you can kind of spend more time with them. And we never really want to change their behavior. One thing to keep in mind, they are air breathers, so they do have to come up to the air. So if we're all hanging out at the surface and that turtle needs to come up, it might have to swim off to, you know, make it up to the surface for a breath of air.
And people sometimes try to feed them? Have you heard of stories where people try to feed them in the water or make the boats try to get them to come close and stuff like that?
I know in the past it used to be a thing, not just on Maui, but, you know, throughout, whether it was both boat companies where food was introduced, but it's not a big thing nowadays.
That's good.
Yeah, and the boats have actually really done a great job in educating the guests as well as far as feeding the wildlife in general.
So what do people learn? Because you get a chance to interact with children and adults and everything. What do people most learn and love about being there and learning about the ocean?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we get a lot of people that are either visiting before or after kind of tail end of their visit or in the beginning, and people want to know is what are they seeing out there? And that's one thing that's just super special about our facility being a regional aquarium is that you get a chance to really just hone in and focus on our local marine life here. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, it's really just like what is that fish?
And it's unique. Hawaii is unique with
it.
Definitely.
So kind of keep in mind just how isolated we are in the middle of the Pacific. So a lot of our animals, although we have a lower diversity, we have a lot more animals that are endemic, meaning that they're only found here and nowhere else in the world. So that makes it very, very special.
And of course, reefs are endangered.
Correct.
You know, and people don't think of them, as we said, as really being living animals, but they are an endangered animal species.
They
are,
absolutely. And that's part of the outreach that we do is sharing with people reef etiquette for just the coral reefs. So, you know, for us, it might resemble a rock and people do stand on it.
Oh, do they?
So, yeah, kind of keeping in mind that, hey, it is a living organism. Maybe find a nice sandy area to take a break, you know, refraining from touching any of the animals out there. It's really important. And yeah, a couple of those things that we'll definitely share.
Well, I love the fact that you're out there being able to educate people. Yeah. Now, what are you going to be doing on Thursday night? You're going to be running the reef station.
I'm going to be running the reef station, kind of helping with coordinating all of the different stations. We have our dive presentations as well. So
I should
show this.
Why don't you hold up the different stations here for the Facebook.
We'll be assisting with the dive presentations. That's in our open ocean exhibit. The diver will be going into the large open ocean exhibit and will be able to talk to us from inside. That's always a fun one, and especially during night events, it's such a fun experience. And then Living Reef, this is kind of that area where you have all of your live coral that you can really focus on, and that's where we'll be setting up our coral station. And then you have a couple of other ones. We have our turtle station. So that really gives you the opportunity to learn from MOCMI on some of the efforts that they're working on. And then we do have Hu'iova'a Kaulua that's going to be set up in Hawaiians in the Sea as well, talking about celestial navigation.
Now, one of the things is my passion is music, and I am so impressed. I mean, you've got Hawaii's top female vocalist, Amy Hanaili'i Gilliam. I have to say, she's amazing, and you got her and other music happening that night. Now, I have to say, with the price of $39, you would pay that to just go see her. If there was nothing else, let alone the beer and the mug and the other things going on, you would pay that at least.
Yes.
And you really, literally, you're going to get up close with her, too, because it's in a very close area, and you'll be able to be close and see her and do Facebook Live and do all those things. Tell me about Amy. When's Amy going to sing?
So Amy's going on towards the closer of the closing of the evening. So we're going to have Anthony Fluke on his ukulele.
I love Anthony.
I know Anthony's quite
this
amazing.
This young man is absolutely mm-hmm. a fantastic ukulele player, and he plays more, but he sings beautifully mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Young
and he composes his own music.
Yes. And he's still quite young, so we have many, many, hopefully many years to enjoy his music to come. And then we have Kalike Pesachi coming, and then Amy Gilliam will be playing. And she's just been wonderful that she heard about what it is that we're planning to do with the proceeds from the evening to really support these two important nonprofits. And she was like, count me in. So we're really grateful for her participation. And again, like you said, this ticket price of $39.95, which you can buy online on our website at MauiOceanCenter.com, really does give you an amazing evening. So the entire park will be open. You'll have two drink tickets. You'll have this commemorative cup, and then you'll also get to have all of these amazing interactions with the different education team and the nonprofits, and wonderful music for just under $40.
It's going to be kind of hard to choose what you want to do first. What time? Do you know what time Amy's coming on?
Amy is coming on at 8 p.m.
Okay. So if you get there at 6, and I would get there right at 6, you have time to wander around, to learn, to go and see Lily talking about her corals, and look at the corals under a microscope eating. What an experience that is, right?
Yeah, definitely come check it out.
And then also, the stargazing is so much fun. You're actually going to have a telescope set up in one of the courtyards, correct?
Right. So we're going to be joined by a astronomer, Rakal Kincaid. And some may remember him. He was there for our coral spawning event this past July. And so he'll have two different telescopes. And so we'll have the opportunity to see Saturn. We've looked at Jupiter before. I saw the moons around Jupiter last time.
Did you really?
Just mind-blowing.
It's a good telescope, as you can see the moons of Jupiter.
Yes, he's got quite the equipment there, and he's very knowledgeable. And so people can come and not only get to see those with their own naked eye, you know, under the telescope, but then he has lots of information to share with regards to what it is that they're actually looking at.
Now, a little bird named Brenda said that you have a pair of tickets to give away for this. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
That's so nice. Now, you know, I don't think Brenda remembered, but Brenda might be listening. I don't think she remembered to tell Gary that we're going to give this away, and we got to have Gary answer the phone out there because I'm talking and
sure.
I can't answer the phone. So, Gary or Brenda, if you're listening, tell Gary that we're going to take a call. For two tickets, this is like a $39.95. That's what's about $80 value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for this Thursday, for this very, very, very special event, Kohola Brewery, coming out there and doing this huge fundraiser with Amy Knightley Gilliam, Anthony Fluke, Lily showing what the reefs do when you're not looking, and the turtles and all the fun stuff, and actually the admittance to the all of the wonderful things going on there, you know, into the aquarium, a lot of photo opportunities and stargazing. So call now 244-9533. I think that's the right number. 244-9533. I'll look at the phone and then I'll know if that's the right number. I believe it's the right number. 244-9533. I think that's the right number. Yeah, there goes the phone. All right. That's the right number. And you'll get a pair of tickets. Your name will be at the door.
Yes.
I want to go. This sounds really
you should
wonderful.
Come.
I should really go. Yeah.
It's going to be the thing that everyone's going to be talking about for weeks to come. And they'll be like, oh, I missed it. Tickets are still available. So
the story was on the news today that the cost of brewer's yeast is going up. And barley is going to go up. And that beer is going to become much more expensive. So drink it now before it's all gone and the price doubles. I mean, I guess that because I don't know why, you know, but for some reason it's going to become more expensive. And I really don't know of any other real Oktoberfest kind of going on like this. And there's never been an event like this. I mean, I can never, ever think of an event that ties in the brewery event and this fundraiser and all the wonderful things you're doing on Thursday.
Yeah, and like we had mentioned earlier that we will be featuring some of their most popular brews, including Talk Story and the Pineapple Blonde. But then we'll also have Hanabata Days, which is their exclusive German style, for the first time available at this event, The Taste of Kohola, at Maui Ocean Center this Thursday.
You got my curiosity up on that.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, really, I'm kind of curious about Hanabata.
It's a German style Pilsner. And they're really excited about it. They've been talking about it since we started planning this event. They're saying we're gonna make this happen for this event.
So tell me why and how this came up, where you wanted to tie in as a fundraiser for this.
So you know,
event.
Really, I do want to say that we are very much indebted to Kohola Brewery. They were the ones that first started talking to us about, hey, let's do something together where we can bring the community together to benefit a nonprofit. And we're like, wow. That would be fantastic, because we've never really, like you said, done an event in the evening like this that is geared towards an older adult a population that may want to come and just hang out and enjoy the beautiful marine life and enjoy that beautiful harbor view.
It is gorgeous there.
Yes.
And we're getting towards a full moon.
Oh.
So it should be lovely. Mm. That moon on the water, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
So romantic.
Yeah, it is. You get a view of Haleakala. At 6 o'clock, you'll still be able to see a little bit of the sunset and the moon rise, probably. You
mm-hmm.
know. And it's such a beautiful. I love the view right there from the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Seascape Restaurant has amazing views.
Yeah, and good food. Now, they're doing special menu that night as well.
That is right. So the Reef Cafe, which will be featuring food prepared there at Seascape Restaurant, will have a Kiawi smoked ahi.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
With a calamansi ponzu sauce, and that will be topped with shaved watermelon radish and
really?
Sweet Maui
watermelon
onion.
Watermelon radish.
I know,
now, that's a first. Have you ever heard of a watermelon?
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful.
I have never seen a watermelon radish.
They tend to be a little bit larger, and they have, like, pink and white, like a watermelon, like the striping that
really?
You would normally see in a watermelon.
Oh, okay. That's why they're called that. Okay, great.
And then they'll also be serving pineapple blonde ginger soy braised chicken drumsticks.
Uh-huh.
And then a grilled red sand ale marinated bratwurst. And then grilled focaccio breadsticks with a beer cheese dipping sauce.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what's nice is that all these items are $10 or under.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that at any restaurant. That's a great price. That's
yes.
really, really nice of them. I thought that, you know, it'd be at least $25, $30 for each, but under $10 or under for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So is there seating around where people can sit down and eat and stuff?
Oh, yeah. So we have seating there in Retail Plaza where the music will be playing. And then we have Reef Cafe. We have seating there. And then, of course, we have benches and other areas to just rest and enjoy sipping your beer throughout the park.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, where Amy's done, is that going to be standing where Amy's singing? And,
no, we have some
dance.
Seating there as well, and
well.
Then a dance,
dance
floor.
Oh, a dance
yeah.
floor?
There's a dance floor.
Oh, that's very cool. I love that,
yeah.
too. Yeah? Yeah, no, Amy, I've had a chance to know her, and her voice is just so heavenly. And, again, she doesn't come and do these kind of things, like, very often, so it's really great. And how did you know and tie in the canoe club?
So they actually have been a really wonderful partner for us. This summer, we actually were doing some tours of their canoe there, the Mohokiha, with our educational team in partnership with their volunteers to further educate people about that canoe and the Maui Voyaging Society. And so that was kind of the impetus for us to start looking for other opportunities to partner together. And then when Kohola started talking to us about doing a fundraiser where people can come and enjoy their beer and not have to go do that big drive all the way out to Lahaina, because
mm-hmm.
that's one of the things that's really nice about Maui Ocean Center is that we're, you know, so close to town.
Close to everything, really.
Pretty
yeah.
much on the way to going South Maui or West Maui. And so when Kohola said, you know, let's do this together and give an opportunity for people to really enjoy and taste our beer and do it as a fundraiser, we obviously thought of the Maui Ocean Center Marine Institute, which is, you know, one of our key partners, community partners, because our missions align so much. But then also with this new partnership that we've done over the summer with the Hui Ova'a Kalua, we thought this would be a great way to bring them in, too, because they're really a small grassroots organization, and they don't have a lot of resources. And so we wanted to leverage our resources to benefit them in a way that doesn't require a lot of extra effort on their part, and so that they'll just be able to come, engage with the guests, and let people know what it is that they're all about, and then benefit from, you know, the night's proceeds.
And where are they based out of? Where do they go off?
So they are pretty much there in Ma'alaya and, like, North Kihei area. Mm-hmm. They have some canoes there as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, of course, as most people might be aware, any good voyager needs to know how to navigate by the stars, right? Which always amazes me.
Mm.
I mean, truly, just to think that you can actually navigate by the stars is an art in itself. So it'll be fun to see their take on how you can learn about the stars. And
right, so they'll have a canoe there for people to see.
Oh,
they're bringing one of their canoes, as well as this celestial navigation presentation in the Hawaiians in the Sea exhibit.
Wow, that's wonderful. I'm going to finish my Facebook Live now, but because I want to be able to have freedom to move here. It's like, you can't do that. It's like, I'm like, one of these days I'm going to get one of those ones that actually holds. You can hold. I don't have.
Like a gimbal?
Yeah, I need one of those. But I just think it's wonderful, and I know there's been a lot of exciting things going on, and one of the big exciting things is coming up still, which is coming up real soon. You have a planetarium, kind of a kind of unusual planetarium that you're building there, right?
Yes, yeah, so we're still in the process of coming with the construction of a new exhibit and 3D sphere theater. The exhibit and theater will be focusing on humpbacks, and it will be an opportunity for people to come and learn about these incredible creatures in a way that's never been possible before. Because in the exhibit hall itself, people will be able to, through a series of interactive exhibits as well as some film and video in that exhibit hall, learn about the different behaviors and the locations of these different animals around the world. Because one of the things I think that people don't really think about is that they're truly nomadic. We tend to think of them as being here mm-hmm. and then being, for example, in Alaska. But because of the distances involved, they're actually on their way here. They're here for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Correct me if I'm wrong, Lily. And then they return back to Alaska. So they're kind of in a continuous movement. And so while they're here, of course, they're mating and they're birthing and they're doing some other behaviors here, but this will be an opportunity for people to really get to learn about these behaviors in a new way because we have these new technology that we're bringing into that exhibit hall that shows you the migration paths in real time.
Now, here's the question. Do whales navigate by the stars?
That's a really good question.
I've always kind of wondered. Well, it's so amazing to think that they can do this, you know. And, of course, there are ones. The first whale was seen by the Pacific Whale Foundation a couple of weeks ago. And there are some early ones that come down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to the Pacific Whale Foundation last week, and they say what happens is sometimes the mothers who already have full-grown babies, they were actually born here, they went to Alaska, and now they're a year old, and they come back. Sometimes they come early.
Oh.
Because they need to wean their yearling. I don't know if that's the right term, but
right.
it's
yep.
a baby
yearling.
That's away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they need to wean them. And after a year, the babies are on their own because then the mother is free to mate again. And so that's part of the process of them getting. But I know that sometimes they stay longer than 2 or 3 weeks because they have to let the baby grow,
mm-hmm.
depending on when they do come and when they do mate and when they're or when they're pregnant, et cetera. But it's to me, I can't go a season, whale season, without going out and looking at the whales. And I know sometimes you're so lucky right there. You can
yep.
see the whales
yeah,
right
we
from
actually,
where you are,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, right in the Harbor Plaza, we have a really nice kind of whale-watching platform
oh, do you?
Area. And we encourage guests to go out, and our naturalist team will point out when we have whales that are pretty close
oh, isn't that
to
nice.
Property. Yeah, pretty
wow.
neat.
Have you ever seen them?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's mornings where they'll be, like, right outside of the harbor. And, wow. you know, whether it's mom and calf, or, you know, the mothers usually kind of being trailed by males.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely see some activity right from our
the
own property.
Competition pod.
Competition pod.
Yeah, which
correct.
It's always interesting because then you sometimes have a lot of activity with
yeah.
the competition
mm-hmm.
pod, right?
Yeah, I've seen some pretty great competition pods really close to shore. kind of from the Malaya Harbor down to Sugar Beach, and they're usually actively swimming and doing that. So,
well, you know, you think over 20 years and that there's really nothing quite like the Maui Ocean Center, and again, it was originally formed and created and owned by the Israeli group that has a very unique one there in Israel as well. And they're very forward-thinking, aren't they? And they were very dedicated when they built this center to have it really directed towards Maui, the Maui reefs, the Maui environment, the local local whales, the local, well, you actually have some of the sharks, the tiger sharks and hammerheads. And of course, the you know, it's amazing seeing the stingrays. Seeing those stingrays up close, they're big.
Mm-hmm.
They're really big. So, I mean, seeing some of those up close is pretty amazing. And people can, like, feel like they're right there when they're at the center. So it's a beautiful experience. And it's not like other aquariums. It is very uniquely Maui, right?
Yeah, so Benjamin Kahn and his father were very, like you said, very forward-thinking, and that their background was that they were divers themselves, and they saw threats happening, some degradation that was happening back in their homeland area, and they understood rightly that out of sight, out of mind. And so people, if they're brought into an intimate connection with the marine life and the beautiful ecosystems that are there just beyond the shoreline, that they're going to fall in love and want to take care of these resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they have done is they have built over the years different aquariums around the world focused on those ecosystems, local ecosystems. So they have one, for example, in Mallorca, Spain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's focused just on the Mediterranean life there. And then, of course, here in Maui, we are fortunate that we're focused on Hawaiian marine life. But I do want to say that the Humpbacks of Hawaii exhibit that's coming is just another example of their forward thinking, because in addition to the exhibit hall itself, the guest's experience will then be capped with this immersive film that's only possible in this new sphere that we're building.
Oh, really?
Because it's a sphere, it has a seamless
viewing station?
Well, no, it's a seamless platform upon which we can project
the screen.
Film, right?
Yeah.
And there's no sharp angle. So when you go in and sit in this sphere, and then we play this film that was actually filmed by Daniel Opitz over two seasons here in Maui, you'll be able to experience those behaviors that you just learned about. You'll get to actually see the whales interact with each other. And because of the technology and the active 3D glasses that you'll be wearing, it will feel as if you are actually in that same environment with them. So it's a fully immersive film experience.
And you don't even need to snorkel to get it.
Right. And so you're going to have that real one-on-one intimate connection with these animals, like I said, that you know, hasn't been possible before, because when, you know, for those of us who do love whales and we go out on the boats, you're still quite a distance away and you're only seeing what's happening on the surface. This is an opportunity to actually be in their environment right next to them as they are swimming and interacting with each other.
I think it's so exciting. I want to thank you, Elise, and so nice meeting you, Lily.
Yeah, nice meeting you too.
And Thursday, 6:00 it starts, and it's a great deal at $39 for the two glasses of beer,
mm-hmm.
and really great prices on refills, and your mug as well, and the music of Anthony Fluke and Amy Hanaya Lee Gilliam. It's going to be fantastic. So you go to MauiOceanCenter.com?
Yes, MauiOceanCenter.com, and you can pre-purchase your tickets there.
Wonderful. And tickets at the door, too?
Yes, but we are going to have, just for those who would be interested, we're going to have a speedy check-in. So if you've already pre-purchased your tickets, you're going to probably get through the door much faster.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Elise.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you,
Lily.
Thank you.
Aloha.